loser. We're going podcasting. Yeah. Wind down. Okay. All right. Okay. Hi, my name is Valerie. I burnt a lot of calories. I ran up to New York and then I tripled up my salary. It's me, Valerie with a V. Go ahead and buckle up your seat. Passenger parlay. It's a party. Gonna wind up. Gonna twerk it today. All right, y'all. Welcome in. Look at me working. Welcome in, guys. Hi. Welcome to my vehicle, Passenger Seat Parlay podcast, where you could just chill and vibe with your girl, Valkyrie Rain. Hello. Yeah. So today we're talking about mistakes. Just how mistakes happen day and night in life. I'm somebody who makes the most stupidest mistakes just from like thoughtlessness, I think sometimes. And just something I had to teach myself is to give yourself grace. Because I know we talk about, I think that was 2021 or 2022, that was the theme of the year, is give yourself grace. But I feel like people don't really know what giving grace is. You know, they say it, but they don't really apply it. So to me, giving grace is just like, you know what? Taking it on the chin. You know, people fuck up. It's just humans. We're human. It's the law of nature. And I've just made so many little everybody loves Val moments. So this is what me and my friends kind of say as a reference to Everybody Hates Chris. Just like the most random, silliest things just happen to me. And I think it's just kind of like just my luck. I have like good, bad luck. Like I'm the type of person where if I try to like gamble, I won't like, and I put money in, I will lose all my fucking money. But if I do like some random raffle for something, I always win top tier. I'm like, God, you giving me blessings, but it's like, he knows. And I'm a dreamer. I see dreams and prophesize. It's like, Lord, can we prophesize these Powerball numbers? I'm trying to get out the hood. Like, what's going on? But yeah, that's just not how my luck works. I particularly think about a moment where I went to Mexico. I went to Cancun with my best friend, Candy. It was one of our birthdays. No, it was her birthday. And it was right before I moved to New York about like 5 years ago. So this was like pre weight loss surgery and all that jazz. So I remember this one particular day we went to go see a cenote. And this was like a fire cenote. It was like, I don't remember the name. It was like the Eye of God. There's like a beam of light that goes into this underwater cave. And there's like this little median out in the middle where you take pictures and you're like glistening like a god. It was amazing. And I remember just loving life that day. I had my crop top on. I had my cutoff shorts. My bun was in a bun and it was immaculate. It was perfect. And mind you, this is 300-pound Val. And I told Mexico, listen, y'all getting all the stretch marks today. Crop top is on. And which, fun fact, I don't know what it was. Even though I was like 300-pound version of myself, you could not tell me shit. Like, I wore crop tops every chance I had. Like, I haven't worn a crop top in years. I think maybe it just kind of went out of style, or just that I'm older. I'm dressing a little bit more modest these days. But yeah, I had my little tie-dye crop top on. And we were doing like, you know, our adventures and cenotes. We're going through different villages and stuff like that. So we get to the cenote where we're supposed to go underneath the cave, right? So we change. I'm in my two-piece. Like, what an era. I was like wearing my two-piece out. And, you know, the boots were boobing, everything. And I think, I don't remember if I had my shorts on still, but I took our pictures and I had my little water shoes on. The bum was up. So after we're done taking our pictures, my friend jumps in the water. She's Caribbean. So, you know, she a fish. She was already swimming out there, living her best life. So, you know, I was like, okay, let me put my shoes in my backpack. And, you know, I put my shirt in there and stuff like that. And put my phone away. And, you know, it was a real Tantor moment. You know, is the water infested? Like, dipping my little toe in. It was cold, too. But, like, it was just such a beautiful cave. And it had great energy. It was just crystal. And I'm like, all right. And mind you, we're in a group of people. There were other, like, tour companies. So it was just like mad people out here in this underground Mexican cave. It was just real beautiful. It was a vibe. So my friend out there, all Little Mermaid and stuff. I'm like, okay, let me go out there and meet my friend. Tiptoe, you know, I dipped in. It was a little wading in the water action. And I was like, oh, okay, this is nice. Let me assimilate into the temperature. Like, I swim, but I don't swim. Like, I like to swim in, like, a pool where there's an edge. Just in case if I feel like I'm about to die, I could swim to an edge and, like, save myself. So, you know, I'm just over there waiting in the water. Okay, I'm like, okay, let me get in neck deep, floating on my back. And I see my friends out there collecting rocks by the corner. We're such crystal kissers. Like, everywhere we go in nature, we're finding rocks and we're going to take them home. So I'm like, oh, let me go get me some rocks. So I'm like over there. I find me a little corner. I'm just shuffling for the rocks. I'm like, oh, this is nice. This is real nice. And all of a sudden, my friend, Little Mermaid, she swims up on me and she goes, Val, do you have your backpack on? I was like, what? No. And I turn around and like, oh my God, I have my back. Girl, I have my whole backpack on. I was so excited to get in the water that I forgot to take off my blood clot backpack, right? And I was like, oh my fucking God. And then, okay, at first I was just like upset at myself. Like, everybody loves Val. Everything. So I was just like, oh my fucking God, this is so embarrassing. But then I got mad at the people then, because I was just like, all of y'all in here, y'all watched me dip my toe in this cenote water. And nobody said not a thing. I didn't blame my friend, because my friend, like I said, Little Mermaid, she's over there diving, collecting rocks. She didn't see me. She was like 20 feet away. But y'all couldn't say nothing. Yo hablo español, pero you're going to be like, oye, mami, mochila, mochila, like something. Pero nobody said nothing. I put it there like, mami, oye, like something? Can't? Like, y'all just let the little morena just jump in the water. Y'all saw the backpack on my back and no one said anything. I'm like, you know what? Dishonor. Dishonor on you and your whole family, because y'all wrong for that, right? So I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, oh my God. Like, all my stuff was like, thank God my cell phone, for some magical reason. You see God work in mysterious ways. My cell phone was not in my backpack. And it was like in my friend's bag, because, like, you know, we got to hide up, you know, put the little clothes on. And I was like, oh my God. So I was like, I think I had snacks in there, because, you know, this was big Val. I need snacks. And we're Tauruses. If we don't eat, we're going to have an attitude and we're going to fight. So I needed my snacks were wet. I had my Converse in there wet. So I had water shoes on. And my crop top was wet. And I was just like, oh my God. So then I'm like, okay, let me go to the gift shop and get a t-shirt. And mind you, we're in Mexico, where the biggest size was like an extra large men's size. And like, their sizing is different. And again, this is when I was bigger. So that shirt just fit. And, you know, in retrospect, and my friend said this first, she was like, you know what? Maybe you just weren't meant to wear that crop top for the other side of the other part of the trip. Because the second part was, we were going to like ancient Mayan pyramids and like sacred places. So maybe God was like, all right, I know you're having fun out here in Mexico, but I need you to cover up them stretch marks you say you're going to show everybody. Like, we need it, you know? So I was like, okay, God, thank you for the modesty. But yeah, I was just like reflecting back. I was like, damn. But yeah, so that's just like a fun little silly mistake. So many little things like that happens. And then it's like, I could have taken that moment and just kind of beat myself up down to the ground. Cause like, before I rehabilitated my mind to not destroying myself, I would have just beat myself up and relooped that trauma of just like, oh my God, Val, why did you do this? Versus looking at, you know what? The glass is half full, baby. And the Mayans was not impressed with your stretch marks. And God said, put on a shirt. So that's what I did. And I just thought that was just one of my everybody hates Val moments. I stopped saying everybody hates Val because words hold power. And I wanted to change that to love. Because it's like, you have to treat yourself as the innocent soul that you are. Every time you speak words into life and existence, know that your words hold power and you shouldn't beat yourself up for these tiny ass mistakes. Everything in life is a lesson. That was just another chapter in my novela Con la Vida. But yeah, that is my little story of Everybody Loves Val. Actually, this is episode one of this segment, because, child, I have so many moments and I'm still mad at y'all people for not telling me about my mochila in the water. Like, y'all knew, y'all saw me tip my toe. You saw me tip my toe. You could have just told. Somebody could have said something. I'm just saying. Yo habla español. But I know these people was talking about me. Damn. But yeah, thank you for tuning in to the first segment of Everybody Loves Val. Now, always remember, keep it classy and keep it cute. All right? Now, I'm going to go ahead and drop y'all off so y'all could go ahead and clock back into the Matrix. But before you go, go ahead and jump on YouTube and subscribe. Valerie with a V. Follow me on Instagram. Share with your friends. You know, pass along the doobie to the left, never to the right. You fucking up the rotation. But yeah, y'all have a blessed day. And just remember, mistakes happen. Don't beat yourself up and live your life the best way. Now join me on the next parlay. All right. Bye.